is a persona that has a fake red TNT bomb strapped to her chest. The bomb cannot explode, and she cannot get rid of the bomb. Madame Bomba only responds with questions since she does not have any answers. She writes full sentences only in her personal diary. Madame Bomba's psyche is a bit complex. She believes in the effects of mystical powers. She has obsessions about encounters with strangers and suspicious objects. She thinks about herself as an art object. She is aware that the fake red TNT bomb she carries evokes fear and suspicion. But she thinks that she lives in a country where most people are familiar with such emotions. So she decides not to hide them anymore. Her hobbies are writing poetry, walking the streets, and sitting in cafes to watch people. The sounds that Madame Bomba hears are dramatic and scary. They fade to explode. They come and go. Madame Bomba is aware of the damage she can cause. After all, she always watches the news at 8 p.m. Beirut time. She sits in a cozy place to watch the news. She gazes at familiar faces. She only gets more anxious in the coziness of the place and more tired of the news. In order to hide her anxiety, she watches silly TV shows to fall asleep. And she only sleeps when she gets absolutely tired. Madame Bomba has mysterious powers to eject herself from her body. Herself floats while her body remains in its position. Sometimes, when herself and her body get away from each other, Madame Bomba cries. When Madame Bomba cries, she starts having thoughts about her existing in such a body. A body that carries a hidden subject. She hates the fact that it is hidden. Madame Bomba knows that you know and that you are familiar with her suspicious, ticking, fake red TNT bomb. She doesn't mind that you might have ridiculed it, but she can't bear the thought of covering that part of her body in order to meet strangers in the city. Emotionally, she is not ready to understand why a society needs to cover its uncomfortable memories, uncomfortable wounds, uncomfortable skins. One day, she decided to walk out, to reveal herself as a ticking body that holds a bomb. That day, she heard a lot of comments and she received various reactions. Overwhelming, she thought. But she had many euphoric emotions from the number of strangers that she met in the city. They took photos with her. They took photos of her. When in front of the camera, she did not compete for attention. She didn't care who would look better in the photo. She felt powerful enough to let strangers gaze at her freely. She knows that she can't change her appearance or hide a ticking time bomb strapped to her chest. Often, when she is sitting in traffic, she starts imagining and daydreaming that everything has a ticking time bomb to it, ticking time bomb strapped to its chest like she does. In traffic, while sitting in a car, Madame Bomba developed this technique of seeing others as suspicious bodies. She has a love-hate relationship with the car. She loves to drive. It gives her a kind of a different feeling of the space around her. The road gives her a kind of a familiar freedom, a freedom that doesn't trouble her nerves. She hates red traffic lights, but she never ignores them. The car, as a structure, annoys her and makes her anxious. Madame Bomba is still looking for her lover. The idea of suspicious strangers makes her horny. When she is horny, she masturbates. She tries to discover her relationship with that stranger.
Suspicious body. I want to see you. I want to look at you. I want to touch you. I feel you. But I don't understand you. Tell me, who do you really love? I don't want to tell people your story. I don't want to describe it to them. But I want to talk with them about you. I want them to feel you like I do. I know that when you see me, you will kill me. But I can't find you. Please, don't find me. If I find you, please, don't kill me. I am uncomfortable with the idea of dying now. Your invisible body makes me feel that you have power. A mysterious power. I, like you, am obsessed with all the failure that I am living in. Failure to see you, to feel you. To have a dialogue with you. I, unlike you, I'm not able to appear in the society we live in. XOXO MB. P.S. Do you exist? Today, I was waiting for the traffic light in Beirut to turn green. I think I met a terrorist, or so I felt. I felt some kind of terror at that intersection, waiting for the traffic light in Beirut to turn green. The neighboring car on the crossroad was waiting for the traffic light to turn green as well. Its occupants stared suspiciously at the person passing by, but we were not sure, since he hadn't terrorized us yet. Are we the terrorists? Is he the terrorist? Are we terrorizing him with our gaze? The moment that I'm trying to describe makes me emotionally confused. That was an encounter that I still cannot put into words. I met with several terrorists. I think you might be one of them. You look suspicious to me, but I never recognized them as such. And why would I make such an assumption and judge you as one if you don't look like them? How do they look anyway? Their description has changed a lot during the last years. They used to have less hair. Why are you growing a beard? The closer you were getting to me, the more alien I became. I tried to make you comfortable by speaking about a bomb, about death, about fear that has come to live between us. I did so for your sake. I answered with questions. The image that you took of me is an object that will store our encounter. Our relation, it will satisfy you when you look back at it. The sound. the street. Cars blocking roads. Traffic. Radio sound escapes from cars. A single orchestra of fear. Citizens are afraid, waiting for responses. The truth. Youngsters are not here anymore. Fuck. Stupid. Death. Politicians calling. Tbuton nafas. Contain yourself. Contain your most horrible trauma in order to provoke you. I make you think that I am an object while in fact I'm breathing and watching you. I look at you with suspicion. I try to find some warmth in my gaze to you, but I can't. There is no empathy in me towards you. You become distant. You become suspicious to me. You start stimulating desires in my unconscious. Desires not only about you, but about other people in the space. I start envying your passiveness and regard it as power. A power that I can't have. I start to get jealous. I begin to hate you. My body against yours. My suspicious fears against yours. Hip hop dancers rehearsing. Can I go and dance with them? Families sitting on benches. Do I go and sit next to them? My silence grows in my throat. My tongue becomes numb, just got numb to any memory that grew in silence and stillness and loneliness. Toward the sea I marched. Finally, I'm breathing better. The sound of the waves from the sea mixes with the sound of the city, of the people, of the dancers.
A suspicious body. That requires you to hold your breath.
I am pretty. passive-aggressive. That my emotions are indifferent towards you. On a building that just spit out its furniture, glass, and balconies. A new flag on a building that a few seconds ago had some sort of life.
Suspicious.
to you. When is the dog coming to sniff me? Where should I sit down? What is dangerous? Who are we calling terrorists? Why not? When will you make that decision? Where is your lighter? What is Norman? Who are you? Why are you scared of me? Exercise into a theatrical march. I thought that he was giving me credits for walking out in society. I thought that he was encouraging our differences. I thought he was liking what I was doing because my body was different. I started to imagine him walking out of his anger and his fear, showing us all the covered, suspicious parts strapped to his body. He didn't. He shouted, "We get the idea. Please, leave now. Just get away from us." at home, tight. Don't move. Next day. Walk in the street. Keep looking at people. Keep looking for an anonymous car. Death. Look at car plates. Receive messages with car plates. Avoid these cars. Endless amount of gunned men and women. The police. Drive in your car. A red light. A game. Do you stop? Red light. You have to stop. Motionless. An explosion. Red light. Where is the car that would carry these bombs? Red light. Is it a car or a person? Red light. Why does it matter? You are going to die anyway. Red light. But if you can avoid it, you don't want to die. Red light. Turn the volume up. Make it louder. So you don't hear the explosion if it happens. Red light. Turn the volume down. Maybe you need to hear it so you can just pass the red light. Red light. Fuck. Red light.
الضوء أحمر.
Is the car next to you going to explode? Red light. Look at the car next to you. Red light. Eyes from the neighboring car are looking suspiciously at you. Red light. They are looking for the bomb. Red light. Maybe it is in one of the cars parked by the sidewalk. Red light. Green light. Drive. Drive fast. Green light. You are not going to die. Green light. No, not yet. Green light. A bearded guy. Move away. Where to? Green light. You hate yourself. Green light. Why the fuck are you red now? Red light. Smoke a cigarette. Red light. Call someone. Just tell someone where you are. Think about a strategy. Red light. Where is the fucking bomb? Red light. It is not green yet. Red light. No cars coming. Just drive. You drive out of fear, out of panic. Park the car. Go see your friends. Speak about anxiety. And notice that fear and suspicion has become collective. Have a drink with your friends. Beer, whiskey, rum are not sufficient. Speak about politics. Fight about politics. Politics. Who was behind the explosion? What is the truth? Lebanese politics. Sick. Lebanese politicians. Warlords. family politics. A strategy of walking and driving around the city. Family strategy. Don't go out. Stay home. Avoid those places in the city. Zero tolerance.
Happy 4 E1 Kunstradio live im Ö1 Kunstsonntag Spezial zu 50 Jahren Musikprotokoll. Aber ich habe da Rotlicht. Happy New 4 Ö1 Kunstradio live im Ö1 Kunstsonntag Spezial zu 50 Jahren Musikprotokoll im steirischen Herbst mit Rima Nashti, Anna Nieves Meuer und Casey Alberici. Mit dieser Radiokunst-Performance geht unsere Jubiläumsausgabe zu Ende hier im ORF Landesstudio Steiermark. Aber man kann noch unsere Jubiläumsausstellung besuchen bis zum 8. Jänner im Graz Museum. Und auch in Zeitzonen wird das Musikprotokoll in den nächsten Wochen sehr präsent sein. Da werden wir nämlich die Mitschnitte der heurigen Konzerte präsentieren.
Morgen ist da bereits das Musikprotokoll-Eröffnungskonzert im Zeitzonen zu hören. Die Textzerbröselungsmaschine, die Komponist Peter Jakoba konstruiert hat, mit dem Autor Ferdinand Schmatz gemeinsam und mit dem Autor als Leser im Zentrum, das wird morgen im Zeitton zu hören sein, ein beeindruckendes Stück für 3 Chöre und 12 Subdirigenten.
Hinter den Kulissen heute mitgeholfen haben Daniel Gärtner, Michael Zenz, Franz Josef Kerstinger, Helmut Greiter, Wolfgang Kowald, Philipp Treiber und Elisabeth Zimmermann. Und gestaltet und moderiert haben diesen Kunstsonntag-Spezial
Susanna Niedermeyer
und Rainer Elstner.
Ja, und bis zum Schluss dieser Sendung hören wir noch eine ganz besondere Aufnahme aus dem Archiv. Nova Consonanza hieß ein Improvisationsensemble vom italienischen Komponisten Franco Evangelisti. An der Trompete ein Musiker zu hören, der später als Filmkomponist Weltkarriere machen sollte. Niemand geringerer als Ennio Morricone. Eine Aufnahme vom Musikprotokoll aus dem Jahr 1975.
Thank you.
das italienische Ensemble Nuova Consonanza mit niemandem Geringeren als Ennio Morricone an der Trompete war das. Ein Ausschnitt aus einem Konzert vom Musikprotokoll 1975.
Wir wünschen Ihnen noch eine angenehme Nacht mit Österreich 1.
Nachrichten.